Recording 61. Page 88. Exercise 21B. Listen and check.
Romeo and Juliet.
In the town of Verona, Italy, in the late 1500s, lived two families, the Capulets and the Montagues. There was an old quarrel between these two families, and they hated each other very much. One day, old Capulet, Juliet's father, gave a costume party. The Montagues were not invited, of course, but Romeo, a Montague, put on a mask and slipped into the party. At this party, Romeo met Juliet and immediately fell in love with her. He later found out that she was a Capulet, but Romeo loved her anyway. That night, he went to her house because he wanted to see her again. He was afraid to go in, so he waited under the balcony until she appeared. During the balcony scene, they confessed their love for each other. They spent the night together, and the next day, Romeo's friend, Friar Lawrence, married them secretly. On the day of the wedding, Romeo had a fight with his wife's cousin, Tybalt, and killed him. For this, Romeo had to leave Verona. He decided to travel to Mantua. Juliet's father didn't know of his daughter's marriage, so he wanted to marry her to another young man named Paris. Juliet did not want to marry this man, so she made a plan. She decided to take a sleeping potion and pretend to be dead. After 3 days, when the potion wore off, she would wake up. She planned to escape from the family tomb and run away with her husband. Then she sent a message to her husband and took the potion. But Romeo didn't get the message on time because the messenger couldn't find him. Bad news travelled fast. When Romeo heard that his wife was dead, he went to her tomb. He broke in, kissed his Juliet one last time, drank the poison, and died. When Juliet woke up, she saw her husband was dead, so she killed herself with Romeo's dagger. They were not yet 14. Finally, because both their children were dead, the two families made peace.